We are learning with Sechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Beis, and we are starting last few words of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. My Chashmal, what does the word Chashmal mean? Doesn't mean electric. So what does it mean? Omra Yehuda Tupshot Megamara. Either means Chayes Eish, stands for Chayes Eish Memalois. Chashmal stands for these fiery angels that talking, that are saying Shira. Mastita Tana, a little different. Itim Chashay, sometimes it's quiet. Itim Malay, sometimes they're talking. And it comes to the word chash mal. Chash means quiet, and mal means talking. So itim chashes, itim malas. But this is the way the Aruch learns, that it comes to the word chash mal. But shash adiba yaitzim piyash baruch hu, rakash baruch hu is talking, kavayachol chashes, they're quiet. When the kavayachol baruch is not talking, malas, then they say shir, then they talk. And the pasuk says further, where Yecheskel describes the vision of the Chayas, it says, V'achayas rotzoi v'shoiv kemari ha-bozak. They're running back and forth like the mari ha-bozak. Like what bozak looks like, what is that? So what one of the two things? My rotzoi v'shoiv, what are they running back and forth? Amar Yehuda, it was so quick, Ara Yoytzipi Kifshon. You see these flames flying out of this Kifshon, out of his kiln, so that's what it looked like, going back and forth, back and forth. My kemari ha-bozak, Amar Yoytzipi Achninom, Ara Yoytzipi Echarosim. When they melt gold, they have this fire that's under these pieces of pottery, and the fire jumps between the cracks of the pottery. That's what a bozok looks. Kamari a bozok looks like a bozok. The era it says, "Hine ruach saara b'manat zafan." All of a sudden, he sees a ruach saara b'manat zafan, which is referring to the Shekhinah coming. It says, "The era hine ruach saara b'manat zafan onen gadol ve'esvus lakachas ve'noigal oisaviv umetoicha keingin hachashmal metoicha esh." That's what the pasuk says. So, Wehechan Ozel, where did the Shekhinah go? It's coming back from. Where did it go? It went to Tzafan? What was it doing in Tzafan? Omer Yehudim Rav, Shehalach Lichbosh, Shekol Oyem Kul Tachas Vuchan Etzah Rosha. Hashem went to capture the entire world and put it under the reign of Nebuchadnezzar Rasha before he attacked Eden. Kol Kach Lama. Why did Hashem do that? Make Nebuchadnezzar a ruler of the whole entire world before he came to capture Eretz Yisrael. Kol Kach Lama. Shlo Yoyimru Umas Oylam B'yad Umas Shvela Masakar Baruch Hu as Bana. Really, Baba was Umas Shvela. And if he would come capture Klai Yisrael, they would say, look, this little lowly nation is capturing the Eden. So first Hashem gave him a tremendous power, he's a ruler of the whole world, and then he was ready now to attack the Eden. Who caused me to go help out Nebuchadnezzar? You know what? Indirectly, the Avonis of Yisrael was Goyim and Nebuchadnezzar should be able to capture everyone, because we want them to be Choshev in order to give Avonis to Klal Yisrael. Like Taisa says, that it says in Gittin, Klameitzer Yisrael Nasser Roish. Everyone who bars Klal Yisrael, we first make him into a big ruler, like and like Hitler, Yimach Shema. First, he was a little whatever he was. He was a garbage man, and they turned him into a ruler first, because Hashem first makes someone into a chasher person before he attacks Klal Yisrael. Zokta Pasuk Vayta. It says in the pasuk in Yecheskel Ve'era. Hachayes, vino oifen echad. There's one malach who is ba'aretz eitzel hachayes. He was on the ground next to the chayes. Shtikl stira. How are you on the ground next to the chayes? The chayes are above the shiver rakim. Om Rav Lazar, malach echad shu oimid b'roish ba'aretz b'roish v'giyah eitzel hachayes. Very, very tall. He's standing on the ground on the land, and his head reaches up to the chayes, even above them. Mastita tana sandalfen shema. His name is sandalfen. Some say it comes towards sandal. So he has shoes, he stands on the ground. Sadaf and Shemoy. Hagavoya mechaver malach hameshmei shana. He is 500 years higher than the friend. So it means he goes from land until 500 years above the chayas. Va'oymed acher hamakava. And he stands behind the kisei hakava. The kosha kesaram lekoinai. And he ties crowns on the evishta. Right tomorrow, ain't he? Va'chsev baruch kvar Hashem mekoimai. Mechlal mekoim aleka. It says Hashem is Hashem is Baruch Kvod Hashem Mekayim, wherever the Makam is. So we don't know what the Makam Hashem is. The Mekayim Leka, the Leka of the Adlai, no one knows where it is. How can he tie these crowns on Hashem's head? He doesn't know where he is. So the more answers, the Omar Hashem, he says Hashem Ataga, but also the Aspiration, he says Hashem on the crown and it goes, lands up on Hashem's head. Whatever this means. About this is above our understanding. Omar Rava. Kol Shira Yecheskel, everything that Yecheskel saw in that vision that he saw the Ma'aseh Mekava, Ra Yeshaya. Yeshaya always saw the same exact thing. Now, why did Yeshaya didn't write so much on it? Yechezkel wrote a whole parash on it. Shalom Yechezkel Daim, Ben Kfar Shirah Samelach. So Fidim Hashah, he learns like this, that Yechezkel was from a regular city, and for him to see Malchus was like blew his mind, and therefore he wrote every detail. But he's like a someone from the city, from an in-town person or sort of melech. He was used to this. Like it says in the Masha, Yeshayahu's uncle was Amitz, was a melech. So Yeshayahu was used to Malchus and royalty. And it says in the Gemara that the royalty of Lamaila is similar to royalty of Lamaila. We have royalty here to give us a glimpse of what royalty Lamaila means. And therefore, Yeshayahu wasn't so nispal as much as Yechezkel, and therefore he didn't write as much on the Maisa Makava. But they really both saw the same thing. Like it says in the Pasuk that Vatisei Ruach Vashmach, the Pasuk there says Vatisei Ruach and Kar Zalzeh, Kaddish Kaddish, those Pesukim all from Yeshayahu. So you see the same thing, but the Maisa, he didn't write as much on it. Zogtumar Vaita, Omra Shlokish, Maidach Siv, what's behind the Pasuk that says Ashir Lashem, Pasuk in Oz Yashah, Ashir Lashem Ki Goy Goa, which means a double lashon of being great and greater than the great. Shira lami shmezgal ageim. We're going to give shira to the one who is greater than the great. Dama mar melech shvechayes. It's not the exact English word. I don't know exactly what's the English title for how do you title shmezgal?
Exalt.
Okay, exalted on the exalted. Okay, dama mar melech shvechayes ari. Who's the melech shvechayes? That's the lion. Melech of Behemoth, who's the Melech, the king of the Behemoth? Shar, ox. Melech of Oifos is the Nesher, is the eagle. Va'odom is Galeim, and Odom is better than all of them. And what? And these four faces are on the Kisei HaKavod. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is above all four. You see, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ga'. He's exalted under exalted. Va'Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ga'al Kulam, Va'Kolam Kulam, the whole entire world. Zot Moravaita, Kosov Echad Oimer. We're talking about now the demus that's of the demus of the malachim. So one pasuk says demus pneim pnei adam upnei arye el hayamin larba adam for all four malachim that are surrounding Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It says their faces are pnei adam upnei arye el hayamin larba adam upnei shor ma'asmal larba adam upnei nesh larba adam. All four malachim have four faces: the face of Adam, the face of a lion, the face of an ox, and the face of an eagle. That's one pasuk in Yechezkel. There's another pasuk in Yechezkel that says, "Ashtikol stira to that." V'chsev v'arba panim le'echad, pnei echad pnei akruv, pnei asheni pnei adam, v'asishi pnei ariyeh, v'avir pnei nesher. So what's missing? What's the difference? The kruv and the shar. One says an ox, and one says a kruv. It's a stira. Zokti gemara like v'iluk shar like a chashiv doesn't count the shar. Amar Shlakish, Yecheskel bigash lav rachemim v'hafchul akruv. When Yecheskel saw this vision of the shar, he davened to Hashem and they switched it to a kruv. Amar for a vayishlam katega yas an eger. We know the shar represents an eagle, and the eagle was a avera. So he said, katega yas an eger. We want to have this next to you. We don't want the shar next to you. My kruv was a kruv. I mean, aravo karavia like a small child. She came above a kind of yanuka ravia. We call yanuka ravia. Oh, yeah, popular avaya. El miata dechsev pnei echad pnei kruv pnei asher pnei adam vashish pnei arye ravi pnei nesher. L'chare kruv and adam are both humans. They're both the animals. Hainu pnei kruv, hainu pnei adam. They're both the same thing. I can have two the same face. And if the Gemara, no, apu ravi ravi apu shoti. One was an older face. One was a younger face. Those are two things: kruv and adam. We're going to ask another stira of the two pesukim. Kosev echad oimer that sheish knafayim l'echad. Each of these malachim had six Knafayim. It says in the pasuk like this: Srafim oimdim maloi. There are these malachim and mal of the Shechina. It says this is a pasuk actually in Yeshaya. It says sheish knafayim, sheish knafayim leechad. B'shtayim yichasa panav, two will cover the face. B'shtayim yichasa raglav, two of the wings. There's six wings. Two wings cover the face. Two wings cover the legs. B'shtayim yifif, and two of them fly with. It says v'karozel zev amar kadosh 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 Hashem tzivakois v'lo chalaretz kavoda. It says in the pasuk Yeshaya. So it says there were six wings, and we just said what it covers. Two covers the face, two covers the feet, and two they fly with. The Kosev Echadim is another pasuk, and this pasuk is in Yechezkel. It says, V'arba panim l'achas, V'arba knafayim l'achas lam. Only four wings. So what does it have? Four wings or six wings? Which one? Shtikol stira. It's like Kasha, my answer is like Kasha. Kam v'zbeish 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 v'zbeish. Yeshayahu lived in time of Beis HaMikdash. Then there were six. Kam Bezman Sheim Bezmanesh Kayam. Yechazkel was B'shas to Churban Abayis. So that was when the Bezmanesh was not Kayam. Kavyochol Shnesmatu Kam Feachayis. The Kavyochol, then the Chayis were Nesmatu and they landed up only in four with only four. Even though Yechazkel lived partly in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, it says the Yechazkel Rashi Kvar Giyaz Man Sheyecharev. Already reached the time when it should be Mecharev Bekarov. And therefore, that's why it says four. Heimenayo imit, which ones of the wings, there was two and two, right? Which ones were taken away? Omrav chanan omrav, oysen sh'omrav shira behem. The ones that he says shira with, which ones are those? Ksiv hachav sh'taim yo'yfif v'karo zel zev v'omar. So it sounds like the two that they fly with, those are the two they say shira with, by flapping it back and forth, makes noises, and that's how they say shira. And v'chziv, it's in the pasuk. Hissiv v'nechav v'nenu. And it's also hissiv. It says v'nenu. It's not here anymore. So you know those are the two that were lost. That's one man diyama. V'abon and amri, no. Oysim shemachas ben regleim. The ones that they cover their feet with. Those are the two that were taken away. Shnema, it says in the pasuk in Yecheskel v'regleim regel yishara. And their feet are straight feet. V'lav de'emayit v'noha v'yoda. If not that they lost those two wings, how do you know? Because it says in the pasuk they used it to cover their feet, right? So it must be that the two that cover their feet, those are the two that were taken away. Pray to Gemara, what's the raya? Dilma, the gloyev chazle. Maybe when it opened up, they saw the legs. Who said they lost the wings? Maybe when they opened the wings, they saw the legs. If you don't say that, it says in the pasuk also, dumus pnei bnei adam. Their face looks like pnei adam, and other had four faces. How do they know? It's covered with wings. It's covered with wings. Hakanami, the might, they were also taken away. Ella, what are you saying? The glory of Chazle. It opened up and they saw Hakanami, the glory of Chazle. So, tomorrow, no. Really, it's not a right. Because by the face, Hakash, the Bishlam Ape, Erechar, the glory of Kame, Rabbe. It's normal to open up, uncover your face in front of the Rebbe, in front of Hashem. Kare, but the legs, Lav Erechar, the glory. It's not Ayukhara to expose them. It must be they lost those wings. Zogdamar Vaita. Kosav Echareim, one pasuk says about Hamir Malachim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Elef Alafim Shemshune. There are thousands upon thousands, or thousand, or it means a thousand thousands are serving Hashem. Veribirvam Kadamah Yakumun. And 10,000 of 10,000, 10,000 times 10,000 are in front of him. The word is myriads. That's the English word. The Kosav Echav, another part says, Hayesh Mishpul Agludav, is there a count, a number to the legions? So here it's saying there is a count, and the other part says, no count. Like Kasha, Kam Bezvan Shemikdash Kayam, Kam Bezvan Shemikdash Kayam, Kam Bezvan Kayam. When the Bezvan Kayam, there's no number. There's no Mishpah. When Bezvan Kayam, there's a number, Kav Yochel Shemata Vmai Shemayla. Kav Yochel, it got smaller, his entourage. Tanya, Rabbi Eimer Shemav Yisim Nistoyi, a different Teretz. Elef alafim mishumshunei misbar gedud echa. That's the count of one legion. Echnami, we don't count one legion. But l'gedud of a misbar, we have no count to how many legions there are. That says no count to. So that's one teretz. Another teretz, Yerbi Abba Amar, elef alafim mishumshunei l'nahar dinar. There are a thousand thousands that are mishamish l'ha nahar dinar. Shnema nahar dinar nagad v'nafek v'kad v'y elef alafim mishumshunei v'rem v'kad v'y kumon. That's in one place. In the Nahar Dinar, in the area of the Nahar Dinar, which is a river made out of fire, in that river, we know how many Malachim are. But other places, the Malachim, we don't know exactly how many they are. Now, Mehecha Nafik, where does the Nahar Dinar come from? Where does all that fire, it's a river made out of fire, where did the fire come from? Mizei Osam Shachai, it comes from the sweat from the Malachim. Lehecha Shafik, who does it go to, this Nahar? Who does it pour onto? It lands on the heads of the Rishon in Gehenim. Shenama, Hinei Saras Hashem, Chema, Yotza, V'sar Mischel, Arosh Rishon Yochel. Lands up on the Rosh Rishon. All this fire and anger lands up on the Rosh Rishon. Rav Achav Yaakov Amal Asher come to. It's on the door that Hashem decreed that they shouldn't be created. Shenama, Asher come to Eveloi Eis. The pasuk says, "Ashakumtu v'loy ace nahar yutzak yisaidam," and the nahar pours on them. Tanya or Hashem rechasid eil teisha meis shivun avadar shakumtu liyvaris koydim shnivra olam. Hashem really planned on giving the Torah after 1,000 days. And Ma'isa Hashem saw that the world will not make it, and therefore gave it to her for 26 dirhams. So there was 974 dirhams that Hashem decreed will not be created. So on that dar, that's who the fire lands on. Koydim shivaylam v'loy nivru. So according to Rashi, one of the pshatim are that this fire pours on this 974 dirhams that were not created. Frank Tosfos, like, what did they do wrong? Like, v'chi dina v'loy dina kima pashul liyus gvena washed being gehenna. So there's an ikid amri according to Rashi, and Tosfos learns one pshat, and it goes like this: Amen akaris baruch hu v'shastam v'chol dar v'dar. Hashem went ahead and spread out those 974 dairas over all the dairas. Hein They are the chutzpanyaks of the dar, the azepanim, the people who do averis, the rishayim, and they will get gehenim, and that's who the nahar dinar pours on them, because they are rishayim. So that's the Tosfos' one pshat, that Hashem spread them out in dar, because if they would be all together, they would be the machr of the whole olam, and they are the rishayim who the nahar dinar pours on them.